It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
I love this music.
Isn't it cute?
It makes me so happy.
When I found this, I was like, we got to use this somehow, right?
It's so good.
This music is playing in the background while Katie tries to figure out how to use the $6,000 coffee pot in a radio station. She's got her hands on her hips. She's like, how the heck do you work this thing?
Like, we don't have a long enough break for me to figure this out. Like,
no joke, guys. There was this big to-do about this coffee maker that we were bringing into the radio station. It was like $5,000, $6,000.
Yeah, you just wait.
It'll make the best coffee you've ever had in your mouth.
Which it makes pretty good coffee. I will.
Does it?
It does.
I haven't had
Nobody can get
yet.
It to work.
No one can work it.
Our engineer. All of our radio stations up and running. He's like, I don't know how to work this thing.
Yeah, can't figure out the coffee maker.
Yeah. And seriously, it takes like 15 minutes to make one cup. Because you just put your cup underneath it, and it does all these... like levels it.
It's a slow roast. That's what it's called. It's slow roast. So it's going to take a second. It's okay.
Why did they put a slow roast?
The non-coffee drink.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee. I like watching people just struggle outside the window.
Second, why would you put a slow roast machine in a radio station where we've got a certain amount of time when the songs are playing to run and go to the bathroom and get a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Commercial breaks are short.
They are.
And why would you put a slow roast machine in here?
They weren't thinking, that's for sure.
They
didn't have their coffee before they thought that through.
I love being a non-coffee drinker.
It
makes me so happy.
No.
That's my positive.
What do you drink in the morning to kind of get you going? Just a little water?
Just water, yeah.
Oh, boring.
A little lemon water in the morning.
Lemon water.
Really good. Yes, it's good for you.
That's not good for the enamel on your teeth.
It's good for your body. Actually, yeah, lemon water doesn't do anything. It's fine. Don't worry. Drink it through a straw.
They say you're supposed to like chug like an entire glass of water in the morning, right? That's like a big thing in Japan.
Warm lemon water, yes. That's what you're supposed to do.
It's the best thing you can do in the morning.
Yep.
Not coffee.
Katie.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Yours is still brewing right now anyway.
I know,
so
I
just
have to go
patience.
Just on it.
Patience. We better get into PMI.
Let's do it.
Every morning we do PMI for you guys at 7 o'clock. It's a story that's positive. A story that's a minus and something that is interesting to kind of jumpstart your morning. Who has the P? I have the P.
Ooh,
I have the P today. This is great if you have kiddos. You might want to do a little experiment. They say instead of having your kids study extra hard for an exam to get good grades, just write the letter A on a piece of paper, and have them stare at it. Because this study out of the University of Missouri found that students who looked at the letter A before a test actually did way better than kids who looked at the letter F.
Yeah.
And then there's all sorts of stats and percentages attached to
manifest.
This.
Manifest.
Huh. Yeah.
It's essentially manifesting that
it is.
Yes.
But you still got to know your stuff, right?
I mean,
don't go into it blind, but go in with, like, I guess a more positive attitude if you're just looking at A's everywhere.
Yes.
I would
positive
think so.
Thinking.
Yeah. Positive thinking helps so many things.
I mean, mind over matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say that the A made the students subconsciously approach the task with the aim to succeed. And then the opposite with the F. Like, you're looking at that and you're like, man, I'm no good. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to get the letter F.
What if I fail? The words I fail, you're putting those out into
the
universe.
It's like subliminal messaging, kind of. Yeah.
I am so lucky that I have two kids that are always obsessed with their grades right now. And, like, especially my son, because they have an app now that you can go on and just look at your grades constantly.
Yeah.
And it's updated, like, hourly almost. And he is obsessed with making sure he has good grades.
Were you guys like
smart.
That? Were you like that as well? Because
I was
terrified.
No.
See, like, playing sports, if you were ineligible, like, the entire team knew, your coach knew, you'd get in trouble. So, like, I was terrified to ever be ineligible. I'd get yelled at by my coach. I'd get berated by it. So I never wanted that. So
yeah. How was your GPA, like, high school?
High school? It's funny. I finished higher college, but high school was like a 3.5.
I think I had like a 3.8. I honored in academics or lettered in
letter.
Academics.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I lettered in orchestra.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, nerd.
Cool.
What a nerd. What did you play?
Cello.
Oh, cello.
Cello,
there.
Cool. I play the cello.
You
it's a beautiful instrument.
I love the cello.
Very pretty.
Yeah,
can you bring it in sometime and play it for us?
Yes. I bought a Bruno Mars piano book once, and I learned to play Bruno Mars songs because I love him so much. I bought a Bruno Mars shower curtain at the same time.
Oh, my
God. Can you bring
you
that in, too?
Have that?
I know, right?
Oh,
it's packed away
gosh.
Somewhere, but they're like two of my most prized possessions. I, like, love him.
You need to unpack that and bring it in, and we'll, like, tape it up on a wall here or something and
I
make videos.
I didn't even have a shower that needed a curtain. I just bought it because I love him.
You could have, like, taken
off. That up. He's so short. He'd be looking at, like, your tummy.
Well, they
zoomed in.
Exactly.
Sure.
They made him a little bigger. Let's just put it that way.
So make a note. Two things. We need your cello in here immediately
okay.
and your Bruno Mars shower curtain.
You got it.
All right.
Done.
Who's got the minus?
You do. I was going to say I have the interesting day.
I have the minus.
It's all you, buddy.
4% of us are friends with someone out of pity.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Immediately, I'm like, am I the friend?
Well, I was thinking, I was like, do I have that? So if I don't have that, then I'm the pity friend.
I know, exactly. That's what I was like. I don't really.
I'm trying to think of who my pity friend is.
Me.
No, it's not you. It's definitely not you. I will say this person probably works at this radio station.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It's kind of a pity friend.
Me.
No, it's not you. But I don't know.
That's all right. It's all right. I'm sure everybody has one.
I should say no more.
Everyone's going to be thinking about that today, right?
All day long.
Nobody
this person.
Nobody in this building listens to us, so no big deal. All right, Josh, what's your eye?
All right, guys, I got the eye today, and this is interesting. I saw this topic being put out. It was a poll taken throughout the nation, and it's what career would you avoid even for double the pay? Now, the top three.
Wait, let's guess.
Yeah, guys, go ahead. Katie?
Porta potty cleaner.
Oh, cleaning the honey buckets.
Yeah.
I got sucked into an Instagram video a couple days ago of a guy that cleans the porta potty.
Why?
And it was one that was destroyed on the inside.
You couldn't pay me to do that.
Like nightmare fuel.
Mm-mm.
It was destroyed.
No.
But he went through the entire cleaning process of how he made it look brand new. I couldn't take my eyes off it.
Really?
Fascinating.
You watched him do it?
He's got a brush.
It's like a micro dirty job.
The thing I found concerning was that he hosed it down in there, but there is remnants of dookie in there.
Dookie.
And he's taking his big brush and he's scrubbing the hell out of everything, but then he takes the same brush that he's scrubbing the toilet seat and the floor, and he goes over and he's doing the handle and stuff that you use to get in and out of it.
No.
And that was the only concerning thing. But there was a final rinse.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like maybe that final rinse is like mouthwash. It's like a disinfecting... rinse, but I'm sorry. It was fascinating, Katie.
I don't know if I could even
and watch that right before lunch.
And those people that do that, they make bank because nobody else wants to do it.
I wouldn't even do it for double.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for double the pay.
That was a total sidetrack. So that was yours, right?
So
yeah. I want to say probably like working in a slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I think would be pretty horrific.
Yeah, that'd be bad. So I thought of one right off the bat. I'm not good with heights, so any type of like window washing, skyscraping
would be
the worst thing in the world for me. I get dizzy. I can't do that. I'd like pass out and then fall off the window washing machine and then die. And I don't want that.
No more Josh.
I don't want that. And so Jerry, you and I actually were in the top three.
Give me the top three.
The number one thing was a meat packing plant.
There you go.
And that is something that people were like, I could not do that. Number two is interesting for you guys. Commercial fishermen. I could do that.
No, you haven't watched that show on Discovery Channel.
Deadliest Catch.
That's the one.
That's like king crabs in the Atlantic Ocean. I'm talking like commercial fishermen, like, could you not go out?
They're still out on the sea with nets.
Do you guys get seasick?
Treacherous.
Do you guys get seasick?
I've never been to the ocean.
I've never been a commercial fisherman.
Never
been to the ocean, so I don't know if I get seasick. Huh.
You ever been on a boat? At Chatfield?
Yeah, you probably would get...
The waves between
Chatfield and the ocean. I mean, you're going up and down 15 feet.
Yeah, it's a little different.
In the ocean.
So,
I couldn't be a commercial fisherman, Josh. I bet you I could.
I bet you I could. Well, then number three was skyscraping window cleaning.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
That would not be my thing.
But nobody's afraid of Dookie on that list? I'm shocked. Like,
Jared, there's a bunch
in there at all.
There's a bunch that I think Jeremy would actually be really good at. Roofer, logger, and power line worker. Right off the bat, I'd be like, "You're the tough dude. I bet you could do that."
My wife works in the power industry though, and she tells me about electricity a lot.
It's electric.
It's scary.
You
Josh.
Do not want to get.
You do not want to cross the streams, man. It'll go down.
And then the last one I thought was just funny: security officer.
Yeah. Paul Blart.
Paul Blart. I would do that if I get the little, what are those things called?
The segways, yes.
Do you remember our security guard at the old building? You'd walk in at the crack of dawn, and there's a desk there, and he was
Steven.
Steven, that's right.
I love Steven.
Sound asleep.
Every time, you're so safe here.
Sorry, Steven.
We felt very protected.
You're so right.